You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in Studio A this morning by News Director Chad Lampe and the 13th President of Murray State University, Dr. Robert Davies. Dr. Davies, welcome to Sounds Good and to Murray State.
Hey, thanks, Tracy. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, Dr. Davies, you've been in Murray for, just about a week now?
Just over a week.
Just over a week. So how's the family settling in, your wife, Cindy, and daughter, Katie?
Oh, we're having a lot of fun. My daughter, Katie, is 13 years old, and she's quite the organizer. She's over at Oakhurst right now, I'm sure, organizing. She's already got her room organized. She's got a teen cave that she's developed. She's got that organized. She's probably in my office right now organizing that. So she's doing real well. My wife, Cindy, is just fitting in and really learning the area, meeting a lot of people. And we've had a lot of fun doing the Murray traditions. We made the walk to Dairy Queen the other day.
I was going to ask.
That was just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We went there like around 8 o'clock on a Friday night, and just it was a stream of people going down. It was kind of like a pilgrimage.
It is. Yeah, if you drive by, you have to check out the line.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. We walked down there and got in line. A lot of the students from the governor's scholars program was there, so I was able to talk with them and get to know them. A lot of community members were there as well, and they came up, introduced themselves, and just a lot of fun. Went to the Big Apple Cafe yesterday, and I had dinner there and had the bean roll.
Right. You're checking off a list, sounds like.
Absolutely. We got donuts from Salmon's, and that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple other places that we need to go check out, but we're really enjoying the hospitality. Murray is definitely the friendliest town that's living up to its acclaim, and just, really fun getting to meet a lot of the individuals that I've communicated with either through some social media, Facebook or whatever. They sent posts to me or sent me emails or whatnot. Now meeting them face-to-face, it's just a lot of fun. Daughter Katie and Cindy are just absolutely loving it here. We're getting used to the humidity. It's just a great opportunity. And, again, I want to thank all the individuals who have reached out to us and made us feel so welcome in this wonderful, wonderful community.
Many of our listeners may not know the connection Katie has to Murray State and how that kind of led you here, which is her desire to work for the Kentucky Horse Park.
Yeah. It's, everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that. But last fall, early fall, she was doing a homework assignment for one of her classes, a career development class in the seventh grade. And a couple years ago, we visited the Kentucky Horse Park and met with the executive director, who gave us a private tour. And driving back to the Cincinnati airport, which is in Kentucky, of course, she made the pronouncement that she wanted to be the executive director of the horse park. Uh-huh. Fast forward to last fall, where they said, list your career goal and back it out, how are you going to get there? And she still maintains that she wants to be the executive director of the Kentucky Horse Park. And doing research, she found that, the best place to, the best equine center is here at Murray. The best opportunity to get into veterinary school is here at Murray State. The great retention rate, the great success of their graduates, the personal approach of the faculty and staff to students. She knew that this was the place. And so she set a meeting with me and said, Dad, I need to talk to you about something. And when a 13-year-old daughter tells her dad they need to talk about something, you take that meeting. Not that my daughter sets meetings with me all the time, but she informed me that she knows that that I wanted her to go to the university vice president of that. And she said, I'm going to Murray State. Said, okay, well, it sounds great that you've got that goal, that aspiration, and Murray State is a great university. I knew about it through its national reputation of commitment to students and commitment to success of graduates and wonderful scholarship programs and research programs. And so I thought that was an ideal opportunity. About 3 or 4 weeks later, I get a call and says, yeah, I've been nominated for the presidency at Murray State. Would I be interested? And my first inclination was, how did my daughter know about that? And how did she nominate
me?
Has she been shopping me? But then, it just came together. And it's been a dream ever since and a true joy ever since. And so, yeah, she had a big part of opening this door. And I have to go on the record, she did not nominate me for this position. But, once I told her that we were a finalist here, she was extremely excited. When the announcement was made that I was, in fact, the 13th president, named the 13th president of Murray State, we called her up and told her, and she was she let out a big yell that we were in the Denver airport at the time, and I think we heard it all the way from Oregon to Denver. It was so loud. And ever since then, she's been all Murray State. So it's been very, very exciting.
Do you have a horse or will you be getting a horse?
We sold our horses in Oregon. Mm-hmm. My daughter is on dreamhorse.com looking at horses. She found one that she kind of wants to take a look at named Chocolate. I don't know if it's because of the name or because of the horse.
Yeah.
But Chocolate lives up in Lexington right now. And that's a horse that she might be taking a look at. But she is going to work with the Equine Center here and help them just be a barn rat for mm-hmm. for a month or two. But she definitely will be back into the horses. I've already received one invitation to be in a parade riding a horse, so we'll have to see how that goes. The horse blood is definitely in my daughter, and it's in a passion that she has. So I know that she will continue it, and we'll be getting some horses here, I'm sure.
Speaking of invitations to be in a parade, I'm sure you've had invitations to be all over the region. It sounds like you've got a pretty busy schedule. Maybe you could hit some of the highlights on where you plan to be in the coming weeks.
If there's two people there, I'll be there. Let's put it that way. No, I'm really excited about it. We're, you know, the exciting part about Murray State University, it is a preeminent university, nationally known, and it's a leader in the region. And we have a regional focus. We serve the 18 counties extremely well, and we need to continue to do that. And we need to also expand some of the areas that we need to go into. They've got me planned doing some significant road trips throughout the next 3 to 4 months, throughout the 18 counties, up into Frankfort, up into some of the areas where we receive a lot of students, the St. Louis, the Chicago areas and whatnot. And, you know, we're going to concentrate also throughout Murray, too. I mean, we're not going to abandon Murray, and I don't want to give that impression at all. Matter of fact, my first real public event is next Monday here in Murray, and it's important that we maintain those connections. I'm speaking at the Murray Rotary Club, I think, next week as well. And we're just doing a very, very thoughtful regional rollout. Murray State is an economic engine for the region. It is the educational, cultural, civic hub for the region, and we need to serve that. And as we were talking about before going on air, as president of this fine, fine university, it is imperative that we make those rounds, that we meet with the constituents, political leaders, donors, alumni, students, potential students, parents, average citizens that are impacted by Murray State and the work that we do here on a daily basis. We are that service hub. We are that regional hub. And jumping on the road and doing those type of things is very, very important. We obviously need to maintain our focus and our efforts here on campus. We've got a lot of opportunities and things that we need to take care of here as well, and we will not abandon those, obviously. But we need to continue to have our outreach and be able to have a service-centered approach.
You sent a campus-wide email today announcing yourself as president and thanking folks for welcoming you
sure.
and your family. And you also it kind of set up like a purpose statement for your presidency. You mentioned a lot of large-scale challenges that universities across the country are facing, including dwindling state funding. But you also mentioned political and ideological shifts. And I wondered if you could define that a little bit more specifically.
Sure. I think, I think anyone who studies higher education or who's involved in higher education would agree with the statement. We are at a watershed moment, specifically at public higher education. We are at a watershed moment. We are really testing the boundaries between public higher education being a public good and a private good. Public higher education was set up as a public good. The very first set of public universities were actually established before we were a country. People don't realize that. Our first public universities were established before we were a country, and they were set up to help train the civic-minded individuals to provide a public good. Over time, that shifted a little bit and has grown into some of the private good, you know, the benefits that the individual receives from a higher education. But we've always maintained a very strong public good, private good balance. Some of the things that are going on now, politically speaking, are shifting the ideology of a university to a quote-unquote private good. And to me, that's a challenge. That is something that we need to be very mindful of and be thinking about strategies to ensure that we remain as a public good and have that forward as well. Case in point, you ask any politician or any university president, you know, why should someone go to a university? What do we talk about first? If you go to a university, you will earn $1.7 million more than if you do not have a college degree. The unemployment rates for people with a college degree is significantly lower than those without. All of these different private attributes. What we need to do as a university community, as a society, is start talking about the public goods of higher education. The fact that we are able to raise volunteerism rates, we are able to have civic-minded individuals in key decision-making processes for the public good. Those are some of the things that I think are very, very important. Another case in point, look how universities on the Obama scorecard for higher education is being weighted. How many people graduate? What are the jobs? What are the salaries? Those are all private indicators. What we need to do is be focusing in, not forgetting those, but we also need to be focusing on what are the public benefits that a university provides, what are the public benefits of a graduate provides. Those are some of the discussion points that I think are very important. Those go on into other elements. Public funding for higher education. If we are solely a private good, public funding will continue to diminish greatly beyond what it has done currently. So again, it's imperative that we talk about the public benefits of higher education. When we talk about scholarships, when we talk about discounting for students to attend universities, when we talk about setting tuition in of itself, I mean, tuition in of itself is the balancing point between private good and public good. The reason states invest in our students to go into a higher education is that they will provide a public benefit. Tuition is also is part of that discussion of funding higher education because there are private benefits. But where is that balancing point? 15, 20 years ago, 30% of the cost of higher education was on the burden of the families and students and their families. Now it's 70 to 80% are on the burden of the families and the students. Again, a very significant shift to that private benefit. And so as I think about tuition, as I think about funding, as I think about what the role of a university is, as I just talked about the regional rollout, we provide all of these public benefits. And therefore, it's imperative that we strengthen those opportunities, that we strengthen those discussions about the public side of higher education. So that was the political ideology that I was very much talking about and thinking about when I wrote those words.
You also mentioned in your campus interview and in interviews since you've first visited Murray State that you don't stand to make a major decision for about 6 months. As you continue to learn more about the university, do you still kind of stand by that ideal?
I stand by the ideal.
Yeah.
Typical politician.
Yeah. Got
that. But there are some decisions that need to be made.
Yeah.
There are some decisions that need to be made sooner rather than later. And I think of the eye of what a major decision is going to be part of that discussion. We have some interim roles at the upper level of the administration that we need to fill sooner rather than later. The vice president for finance, for example, is an interim person, and that's one area that we need to move on quicker than not. There are some structural changes that I'm contemplating and thinking about that I will take due diligence and due time to move forward on. I think one of the key elements, and this is also put forward in the letter as well, is establishing and articulating that shared in vision of where we will be as a university in the direction that we will be heading at the macro level. That decision won't be made for a good 6 months because there's a lot of time and energy and attention that needs to be put into the process of collecting the information and articulating what that really is and what that envisioning process will be. So those are some of the things that we'll be moving forward on. So there are some immediate decisions that need to be made sooner rather than later. That will impact the operations of the institution. But in terms of earth-shattering, if you want to call it that, or university-changing decisions, no, we will take due diligence and involve the faculty, the staff, the students, the community members as appropriate in making some of those decisions. And we'll be deliberate. We're not going to sit down and just wait for things to happen. That's not my personality. I think I sent you a couple emails over the transition, and in my signature line I had racer in training, because that's what I felt I was. I was learning and whatnot. I changed that this morning to racer in action,
yeah.
And that's truly what we're about. We need to move forward. We need to make some decisions that will move the institution forward. But when we talk about the large, extremely critical decisions that will affect this institution for the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to be doing our due process and diligence about those.
Many of those statements, thoughts, or changes or decisions may cause some unrest organizationally within a university with more than 1,000 employees. And the morale of the university, may not be at its highest point because there have been two rounds of budget cuts over the last two academic years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a strategy to?
Well, I think that there's the morale issue and engagement go hand in hand. I think one of the key points about me and the things that I truly enjoy is I love talking and listening to individuals and hearing what's going on. And I think having, we may not have a task force or a committee on everything, but the individuals, the faculty, the staff, and the students will have a lot of access to me and be able to provide their thoughts, ideas, and wishes and desires, just like my email to campus today talked about. One of the fun things I've really enjoyed over the last week is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and walking this beautiful campus. And getting to know a lot of the individuals who are also walking this campus at between 6 and 7:30 in the morning. And then also just walking throughout the middle of the day and hearing the stories and hearing the discussion points. Those are the ways that will influence our decision-making process. Those are the ways that will provide individuals to have input. I think one of the things, too, is we need to remember and to acknowledge all of the amazing qualities that we have. We are a regionally and nationally acclaimed university. We are a top-ranked university. We are known across this country for the excellence in student service that we have of working with students, the faculty and the staff, working with students and making sure that they're able to achieve their dreams. The graduates of this institution are absolutely phenomenal. We have faculty across this campus that are nationally and internationally known for their research and their teaching and the service to the area. My father is just recently retired a faculty member, and in his particular department, he's already reached out to the department here and has already started some collaborations. And so we have a lot of strengths to build off of. When you deal with two rounds of budget cuts in a year, it creates unrest, it creates tension and whatnot. What my goal is to say, not to say that all of a sudden there's going to be a bucket of money and we've got millions and millions of dollars to spend, but to be thoughtful and strategic of where we're moving forward, to have that vision, that envisioning statement that I mentioned previously, about this is what Murray State is about, this is where Murray State is going, and we're going to build off of those strengths. We will build off of the national reputation. We'll build off the amazing programs that are on this campus. We will build off of the work that has been done by President Miller in really focusing in on some of the key areas. We need to be strengthening our enrollment efforts. They're doing a phenomenal job. I met with them earlier today. They've got a lot of work ahead of them. They've got a lot of challenges ahead of them. But we as a university community need to come together and say, this is who we are. Let's go out and recruit the students that will continue to build that functionality and build that process. We need to be mindful of, I am very mindful of the previous 2 years and budget cuts and whatnot. And we will, again, some of the decision I will be making some less than 6 months and are with that in mind. We need to be very, very strategic in our thought process, be very, very mindful, not of only the long-term outcome that we're desiring, but the immediate shortcome as well.
Dr. Bob Davies, it's your first day on campus and first day as president at Murray State University. Thanks so much for making WKMS part of your day.
Absolutely. I thank you very much, and I look forward to many more conversations and also to your listeners and whatnot. I'm spending a lot of time walking around campus, especially this first couple weeks. Please, 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 please stop by, say hi, and in the letter I put down 5 questions. I'm very interested to hearing your thoughts, all the thoughts on those 5 questions. What do we do great? What do we need to improve on? What makes Murray State the exceptional university that it is? What are some of the things that keep you coming back? Those are the things I really would like to hear.
Dr. Bob Davies, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.